Yuma Perikhes Mishnah Dalet 8:4. Hatinokos, young boys or girls for that matter. The word tinok in modern Hebrew is for a baby. Think like, you know, someone who's 8 months old. But in Mishnaic Hebrew, a tinok is any child that's not reached bar mitzvah, so think, you know, 8 years old. And a tinokos, but sounds like a feminine, actually would apply to boys, like tinokos shel beis rabban, for boys as well. So if you have young children, boys or girls, ein ma'anin osan b'yom ha-kippurim. They do not afflict themselves, we don't afflict them, so they don't fast on Yom Kippur. Avol machanchen osam lifnei shana v'lifnei shnatayim. But 1 or 2 years before they reach the age where they should be fasting, we begin to be mechanech, we ready them, we educate them by giving them sort of practice. Bishvil shiyu ragilin b'mitzvos, so that they should be accustomed to performing the mitzvos. Now, what is this saying? There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Nachman, a Maraim in the Gemara about our Mishnah. The Bar Tanura, our hero, learns like Rabbi Yochanan, who understands that children never do a full fast on Yom Kippur until their bar bat mitzvah. And that being the case, the chinuch we're talking about here, the preparation, the education, is that children prior to being bar bat mitzvah begin to fast a partial fast, meaning that they start, let's say, if they normally ate breakfast at, you know, 8 a.m., now they won't eat breakfast till 9 a.m., and then if the next year when they're, you know, let's say 12 years old, they'll wait till, you know, noon or whatever it is before eating breakfast, something like that. That's how the Rav Yochanan learns, and that's how the Bar Tanura learns. There are others who learn that the chinuch, the education, includes a full fast, and that a year or two before the child's bar bat mitzvah, a year or two depending on the strength of the child and his ability to fast, he does a practice or she does a practice fast for a year or two before. That's from Nachman Shita. And more than that, the years prior to that, like when the child's like 9 and 10 years old, already the child begins to do like a partial fast, starting breakfast a little later in the day. So the chinuch begins for some years, several years before, first partial fast, and then even full fast prior to Yom Kippur. And that's how many other Rishonim learn. The Shulchan Aruch brings both Shitas, and although in maybe yesteryear people were machmer, the Mishnah Berurah already says today that nowadays people are weak, and therefore there's plenty of room to rely upon Rabbi Yochanan Shita, and therefore children would push off the full fast until their bar bat mitzvah. My observation with my own eyes is that the most prevalent custom that I see anyways is that children do fast in the year prior to their bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, and before that they do like a partial fast. That's my observation. There's plenty of room to be lenient like that, because nowadays we just aren't used to fasting, and therefore we are considered to be weak in this regard.